Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you know history, ladies and gentlemen, your knees would be knocking together right now. Because when governments start acting like they're acting right now, millions start dying. And it gets bad. It gets real bad. I got articles stacked up where they call it control grids, military design, cameras going in from New York to Dallas, Texas. We got news where old women are being brutally assaulted by police and taken to jail for not watering their yard while convicted hardcore felons are killing cops and getting away with it as long as they're illegal aliens. I got news where now hundreds of billions more are missing from the Pentagon, wall-to-wall corruption scams everywhere. Just evil is coming out of its shell, folks. It's walking all over us right now. And they've got all these what you call quasi-good people serving the system because they've been brainwashed into believing, you know, that everybody's got to submit to them and that they're basically God and everybody's got to go along with them. Now, we're talking to Elliot Nesh with Beit Shalom Ministries, who we've been covering since really the beginning of their walk a few months ago. They are stopped every day, everywhere, harassed, poked, prodded, attacked. Children, they find out where their kids are at, CPS them. And now he was arrested. The police erased the tape. Thank God that they did drop the charges. Now, when were you told you're facing a year in prison? And for what? What were you told in Terre Haute at the Federal Execution Command Base by the local police? What happened?
At court this morning is when the judge said your charges, you're facing possibly a year in prison and a $5,000 fine. And at the bookend, they couldn't find any charges against failure to identify, so they just said that I was giving false information, and that was my charge. And I pleaded with the judge to hear my case today, so that
which, by the way, isn't even a law either. You know, I mean, if these idiots even knew laws, they could have said giving false information to a federal officer, but that's federal. And failure to ID has been thrown out literally thousands of times, but they just keep doing it. But doesn't matter. The judge was mean and thought you would just your knees would go together, and then he would have you plead to a lesser. But it sounds like you stayed the course and didn't happen. So, again, there's the judge engaged in color of law and fraud from the bench and judicial misconduct. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. With Terry stops, we don't have to give our ID. The only reason they can ask for your ID is if you're suspicious of committing a crime. And the law officers actually thought that was a law, that you had to present your ID upon request. So we're filing complaints right now, and hopefully there will be reprimands within the
You need to walk up to police and ask them. You need to ask them why. Man, if I wasn't doing this radio show and finishing Endgame, I promise you, brother, I'd come walk with you. I literally have been just dreaming about coming and walking. You know what? We need listeners to come and join you. That is the answer. I'm praying right now. I know there are retirees, there are veterans, there are people out there. I'm begging you, folks. I want to call into the network, or if you want, you can give out your number. But, folks, please don't call them with just advice or, you know, because they'll run up their phone bill. They don't have a lot of money. I know we've gotten you guys some support, just like we try to support We Are Changing Others. But you know what? That's the answer. We need 50 people to walk with you. And I promise you, plus I like to walk. I love walking. That's just in my blood. I wish I could come join you and walk across this beautiful land and be there with you during this persecution. I literally pray I could be with you. But I've got this work I have to finish. But I am tempted, and then I have a family, and I have all the things I'm doing here and all the great things I'm doing here. I just really want to be with you guys. Shouldn't people come join you? Can folks come join you?
That was our goal when we started walking. We wanted people out of each state to walk with us, even if it be for a day. But I think we've only had one other person choose to do that.
All right, we need everybody to join you. This is now like Pilgrim's Progress. Folks, their children taken, arrested. Literally the hounds of hell on them every mile. You need to join them. You need to put yourselves in this position. You need to experience the police state. You need to see it for yourself. We'll be right back.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is it, men. We are engaging the New World Order crime syndicate at point-blank range. For the listeners, for the activists, for all of you that are out there on the front lines, in the real world and in cyberspace, we are engaging pure evil in a historical fight. We've got to ask God to lead, guide, and direct us. We've got to ask Yahweh for the guidance. We've got to stand together and realize that, my friends, that we are in very, very dark times. We are in times that do try men's souls. And I get mad at police because I'm threatened by you, and I realize how you've been brainwashed and twisted, and I know the great evils you're being forged and being prepared to rot. And I just beg you now, please, you know deep in your gut I'm telling the truth. You know it's wrong. You know things have gotten out of control. You know you're under gang psychology and under gang mentality. You know that bosses above you are very wicked. You know they're using scientific propaganda on the public as well as you. We are, and just look at what they're doing everywhere. My gosh, folks. And to just see what Brother Elliot and others have gone through in this country just tears my guts out. How do people get in contact with you? How long are you going to be in Terre Haute? And then where are you going next? And I just demand. There's all these retired veterans. There's all these retired people. There's other folks that have plenty of money, unlike you guys. You've got you know, RVs. We have so many listeners in Indiana alone, it's insane. I demand, folks, we need hundreds of people to join them now. I mean, back when we first interviewed them 2 or 3 months ago and they were starting this, and, hey, we're going to walk across the country, come out and see us, join us. Like, hey, what a neat walk. We'll cover it as it develops and then see what it's now turned into. I was like, we'll see if it's going to be a police state while you're out there. Let's hope not. And it's been absolutely horrible and worse than we thought. We're literally doing scientific tests here. These guys aren't like me, by the way. It's their humbleness almost invites it. Because me, I'd probably end up, in the end, it would probably turn out worse for me. Let me explain this. This is from past experience. 9 times out of 10, I would make the cops back down by being very stern with them and authoritative. Okay? And again, it's very gang member-like, so it's all the confidence. Okay, that's how that works when you're, you know, in King Rat mode. Okay? You know, you don't need to see our identification. These aren't the droids you're looking for, basically. But then it wouldn't work on the wrong person, and I'd probably get beat down or worse or charged or set up because I'd mess with the wrong criminal cop, and then they'd go all the way because with them it's all about having the power and who wins in the end. You see, I'd be doing it from the opposite direction of trying to expose this. So what they're doing is the most effective way, but they are extremely humble. That's the key here, and you see these now 30, 40, I don't know how many videos there are on Google of this that they put up. And it illustrates it, folks. It illustrates, I love my family. I can't believe we've sunk this far. And I want to explain something. You know, the cop got run over years ago in Austin and bled to death in the street for 45 minutes. Nobody helped him. Or the lady that got raped in Toronto. I just use, you know, some of the cases we've covered here. I see them every day. Or the woman last week getting stabbed and bleeding to death, you know, right in the main aisle entrance and people taking photos like she wasn't even a human. It's not just the cops that are turning bad. It's the people. I know that makes the cops' jobs worse. And then it's a feedback loop as everybody becomes more evil as we interact with each other. I attack the public. I attack myself. I'm not just attacking you cops. We've gone bad, folks. We're evil. And evil isn't cute. Everybody, some people I know, they think evil's cool and skulls are cool and darkness is cool and in this culture, torture's cool. Man, but of course, it's a weak chicken neck culture that thinks that. Cultures that have been through bondage and tyranny, they love the light. And they're strong, too, and they go towards it. And they love it. Because they've actually seen real darkness, folks. And once you've seen real darkness, I guess growing up, I was blessed enough to see it. And so it made me a different person. You know there's nothing cool or cute about it, okay? There's nothing cool or cute about evil. It's not fun. It's horrible. Now, I've been watching video of the Nazi Germany and eugenicists here in the U.S., old film footage, of how in this country, too, they would take children and they would kill them. We got videos, folks, of the babies they took and killed in America. Okay? It started here and in England, the eugenics, and that's what runs everything today. That's the governing force of the New World Order. Kill, steal, and destroy. They have a religion of wanting to kill us. I don't know how else I can explain it to you. They love evil, and they are giving you their loves. They are giving you their desires. We are taking on their evil, folks. I see it happening. Now, at the same time, it's causing a lot of people to wake up. So evil is rising, good is rising. I got a bunch of other news I want to get to, and we got Aaron coming in for part two on the eugenics in about 40 minutes, but I want to go back to Brother Elliot Nash. Do you want to comment on any of the things I just said from the heart there, or what you went through, or what happened when they released you, or what the judge said? You know, I mean, how did they suddenly go from you're going to spend a year in prison and it's a felony, we don't know what the charge is, but you're going to prison, to how did it change to, okay, we're dismissing it?
Oh, because I consulted a public defender there and ran over the laws with him, and he pleaded with the judge. But to comment on some of the things you just said, I think that we're so far into evil and wickedness and sin, and it abounds so much, and one of the reasons we don't recognize it is because it's come through incrementalism. It's like they've dimmed down the light slowly, as if you were to walk into an Italian restaurant and it was all dark, your eyes would have to dilate. But they've slowly, we've gone into so much sin and wickedness, but where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. So,
well, and they see the light, too. When they see Christians, when they see people out fighting evil, they attack because it's threatening to them, the light. They want to creep around in the dark.
Yeah, and I think as more persecution comes, we're going to see a polarization between light and darkness. People are going to be forced to choose who they serve. So it's going to be a blessing.
How do people join you? How long are you going to be in Terre Haute? How do people come there and walk with you?
I'll give out my number. It's 970-443-7683 if you need to talk to us, or you could just drop us an email on our website. I think we're going to postpone the walk for a couple days to try to get some legal representation if there's any listeners out there that could help us with that. We also have to go back to Kansas for the court case of Raymond's son who was kidnapped.
Now, the CPS claims they're going to let him go, but that could be a lie.
Yeah, we don't know yet. We'll have to see.
I mean, folks, you think about the persecution they've gone through. I mean, it's what I had you guys on a few weeks ago, and I'm going from memory, but did you say about 90% of the police are just literal demons?
Yeah, I'd say the majority of them. They're just on power trips, and they're corrupted.
They just think they're God, and they think we're just here to just literally have no rights. Have you heard New York's going to ban videotaping, basically?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, New York Times. New York plans surveillance veil for downtown. They go on and call it a grid. Everything you do will be tracked, but then you're not supposed to videotape them. I mean, is that not... How is that America? How is that freedom? How can any of you say that's freedom listening out there?
You're absolutely right. The cops have video cameras in their cars when they stop us, but they don't allow us to videotape them. They think it's an invasion of their privacy.
Unjust weights and measures. It's not fair. It's unconstitutional. It's a violation of the First Amendment. And, of course, this whole New York thing, folks, they're trying to do it under film rules, under commercial licenses. Okay? This is First Amendment news gathering. They can't. None of you have your First Amendment removed from you. It's all color of law. They're trying to train you to voluntarily go into bondage through contractual agreements. Again, plug the website. Plug how people can help you.
It's BeitShalomMinistries.org. That's BEITSHALOM Ministries.org. And if you want to support us, we've made 3 documentaries, and we encourage people to get those, to donate if they feel led, and just watch our video updates and come walk with us if you can. We want people to join us on September 11th of this year when we walk into D.C. We're merging with a couple other groups that are walking, and we hope to bring visibility to the war in Iraq and 9/11 truth and to preach the good news of the gospel.
Absolutely. Now, but just correct me if I'm wrong, you have gotten you've gotten some support from the listenership, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why I love my listeners. Well, my friend, be careful while you're there. Shoot video to document it all, and we'll be praying for you and your family and everybody else.
Thank you. You as well, Alex. Keep fighting the good fight, and Lord bless you.
Thank you, my friend. That's why I love this radio show, because we try to take We Are Change, those folks, and give them a national platform so they can then get the attention, the support they need. We try to support Raymond Schwab and, of course, Elliot Nash. We try to support all these groups. That's what I try to do on the show, is I try to give a platform to them, and that's why your support is so vital. And I know you have supported the Beit Shalom folks. You supported We Are Change and many others, and I appreciate that. Also, every once in a while, you remember us, kind of the mothership in our own quadrant, you could say, in the info war, to support us. I get so busy covering the news and info that we try to support our operation with the sponsors we have, try to bring in good products on that front. And also, I've made 15 films. Now the 16th film, second edition of Terror Storm, is available. We now have it. You can now order it. Shipping that out to you. You can also get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And, I mean, that's what the membership is at PrisonPlanet.tv. You may know all about the New World Order, and more than I do. Probably do, a lot of you. It's how you support us with the PrisonPlanet.tv, 15-cent-a-day membership, or by ordering Terror Storm, or by ordering Loose Change Second Edition and America Freedom to Fascism, the other videos that we carry, Riddles and Stone, at Infowars.com. And we do need your support here. 888 888- 253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and get the videos and books as well. We'll be right back with Global News. Stay with us.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live with an urgent message regarding Ed and Elaine Brown and their brave stand against the IRS. WTPRN.com and GCNLive.com join together to organize and promote the Live Free or Die concert on Saturday, July 14th in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Aside from a day of great music from bands like Poker Face, Dave Von Kleist, Blue Eyed Fools, Paperback Radio, and many more, the true purpose of this event is to come to the defense of Ed and Elaine Brown. Friends, we're also in need of donations to cover costs of staging this historic event. Ed and Elaine Brown have put their lives on the line to stand up to the IRS's tyranny, so please give generously to help this concert become a success. Join me, Randy Weaver, and more surprise guests on July 14th to become part of this effort to defend the Browns, as it is literally a matter of life and death. Again, go to WTPRN.com or GCNLive.com and click on the Live Free or Die banner for all the information. I hope to see you there.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Floyd, we had the television on Saturday, working here at the office all day long with Live Aid on, and I would see Al Gore pop in and out. I would see Sting, now known as Stink, and I would see all of them up there. And then look, Sting and Pink Floyd, all these people, they're well-meaning. They don't understand what they're part of. They think, oh, we're saving the earth. The environment's in trouble. Yeah, this sounds great. And many of the members there, if you talk to them, go, oh, no, there's no plan for global tax. We just want to cut back on these emissions. Well, it turned out it was a complete failure. You know, when you hear that they had a 2 billion person audience, that was, if every person on every cable system and every TV station in the world tuned into that, it would have been 2 billion. No, it was less than 100 million people watching globally, conservatively. Only 4.5 million watching in England. That is just, that's basically what tunes into The View every day in England, where this was billed as just the biggest thing since sliced bread. It completely fell on its face. Though now on the heels of all this, the New York Times announcing and reporting, energy chairman floats carbon tax. A powerful House Democrat, John D. Dingell, is introducing today a carbon tax that would raise the cost of burning oil, gas, coal for every family. And it is a tax directly on the consumer. Here's another one. Reuters, New Jersey governor signs toughest U.S. carbon law, and he's put that into place. We're going to be covering more of this coming up in a few minutes. But right now, I want to play a few minutes from Friday when we had Lord Rothschild on the show. We had the heir to the biggest Rothschild trust fund. He's an adventurer, a TV star of all these TV shows, saving the earth. I mean, that's what it says on his own website. And we have an article out on this at prisonplanet.com that Paul Watson did. I hope you get out to everybody. Top global warming advocate, Jupiter and Saturn closer to sun than earth. Live Earth kingpin dismantles his own credibility on national radio as propaganda bandwagon is a massive flop. Live Earth halves empty stadiums and lackluster TV viewing figures were preceded by another embarrassment after one of the propaganda bandwagon kingpins, when a top global warming advocate responded to a question about solar system-wide climate change by claiming that Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn were closer to the sun than Earth. Of course, that's not their position, ladies and gentlemen. Their position from the sun out is sun or sol, yellow dwarf standard, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. Okay? All right. Every school child should know that. I certainly knew that by the time I was about five, but of course I like space. What five-year-old doesn't? David Mayer de Rothschild is the youngest child born in 1978 of Sir Evelyn de Rothschild of the British wing of the Rothschild banking family. Rothschild's recent book, 77 Essential Skills to Stop Climate Change, calls for ordinary people to limit outward behavior and even work at home as part of a PR blitz to accompany the Live Earth Project. Now, another thing here is they mix in things that sound reasonable. Try to work at home. Try to not, you know, pollute as much. That's all real and good. But she doesn't have that with government or with taxes. And then real crises like the genetic engineering, cross-species, hybrids, all of these things that are really causing problems, toxic waste dumping, that's all ignored. Or they mention it and then say the answer is a global tax by the very people that are the progenitors of this, by the very people that are running this, by the very people that are the kingpins of all of this. Okay? We should have added to the article, but you can't add all of his baloney to it, that he also said that his book wasn't for children, but then we have mainstream news articles where he says the main focus of the book is at children. This book is written for children. On the show, he said I was insane, it wasn't true. And of course, at the time, I was debating him. I had a stack of articles I hadn't highlighted. I had to look around after he was gone. I found the actual quote. And again, I've lost it. I need to dig it out here. You know what? I'll find it during a break and cover it if I'm able to find it. But you can type in his name, David Rothschild, and then type in main focus on children, and it should pop up. In fact, I could do that. But into the search engine. But folks, he knew. He giggled about it. And then two separate times I brought it back up for him to correct himself, and he just giggled again. Because he's targeting the mass. He's been told by the experts, dumb it down. So he just said, well, that's because those planets are closer to the sun. And then he laughed. See, he knew. And by the way, a lot of people listening, even to this show, will now question me. Maybe Alex is lying. Maybe Jupiter is closer. Maybe Mars is closer to the sun than Earth. Just like they tell you, Al-Qaeda's real.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all and he just said hi to Big John.
All right, I'm going to play this Ron Paul
Somebody
clip
said he came
from this week with George Stephanopoulos. But right now, let me finish up with Rothschild. Here is just a few minutes from a segment with Rothschild, and he went on two more times to say, yes, the planets, the gas giants and Mars are closer to the sun than Earth. Because, again, the sun isn't causing global warming. It's your SUVs. And if you believe that, again, I got a bridge I want to sell you. So here it is. Well, all the environmentalists I talk to and conservationists, when they see Disney and when they see the Discovery Channel and Wall Street and the NFL getting behind global warming, man-made global warming, they say something's wrong. And, of course, I should bring up to Mr. Rothschild that the polar ice caps of Mars are receding at several miles a year, much faster than ours. and that the moons of Saturn and Jupiter are melting. In fact, several of their moons were ice and are now liquid seas. Now, how are SUVs causing that, David Rothschild?
That's because those planets are closer to the sun, my friend.
No, Jupiter and Saturn are not closer to the sun. Neither is Mars.
Yes, sir. I think you'll find, right, that the very simple matter, and what I wanted to say, and this is my final point, and then I'll let you continue with your line that global warming doesn't exist. I find it very sad that we're still in a day and age where there is a certain mentality or a certain sector that wants to deny that these things are happening. And you say, you say you don't believe that human beings are responsible for climate change. That's fine, and I respect your opinion, I respect your views. I think, though, that you have to realize if you look at the science, forget your taxation theory, because actually it's not taxation. What it's trying to do, the taxation bit, is sitting there. It's one tiny fragment of saying that the polluters of our planet, the companies that are excessively polluting, the only way that they will respond and listen is if they're incentivized through a tax scheme to stop them polluting. And that tax scheme isn't in your pocket. That is the companies, the Exxons of this world, the companies that are going out there and needlessly polluting our water systems, our natural systems. I think it's sad, sir, that I appreciate it.
Now, triple baloney there. First off, he states that I don't believe that there's global warming. He falsely makes claims that I haven't made. Total tactic. He's a smart guy, but he's at a disadvantage because he's pushing a lie. That's why it's so easy to win all these debates. You got the truth. You've got a weapon that's unstoppable if you just use it. So first off, he tries to misstate what I believe. Then he goes on with the second position that I don't believe it's man-made, which is true. And also I attacked him on the fact that they claim universal, all scientists agree, total lie. Then he goes, oh, but the UN report says 2,000 plus. Turns out almost all of them have now said I was never even contacted or they just added my name. Total lies. But he then goes into... He also said that the planets were closer to the sun. That's why they were melting. Well, even if Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars were closer, which they're not, folks, even if they were closer, they were ice before, why would they be melting now? But see, so even if you believed his lie, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just, and then he said his book wasn't for children. It is. Notice he said there's also no tax. He says there's no tax. There's no plan for a tax. That's ridiculous. But then he says the taxing bit is tiny, which the whole agenda is about tax. So first he says there's no tax. Then he says, but it's tiny. And then he says, and it's only on oil companies and big polluters. And you read, it is on your oil, your gas, your coal, your car, your emission standards, everything you do. All these taxes are aimed right at you, the consumer, right at you, the average person. That's in the official proposals globally. It's in the laws they passed in Canada, in Europe, in Japan. It all, but again, triple lie, folks. And this is all tactics. Al Gore, he does it. Clinton does it. Bush does it. To catapult the propaganda, as Bush said. You got to repeat it. They will triple lie. They will say there is no amnesty, but we need this plan to be fair and equitable to the immigrants. See, or there is no North American Union, but we do need to integrate for our security and prosperity. See, there is no North American Union, but we need the North American Union. See, it doesn't exist. First off, it doesn't exist. He said twice before that clip, by the way, in earlier segments, there's no tax. We ought to go mine all those clips out and put them together end to end. There is no tax. No, there's no taxing. Well, the taxing part is very small, and it's only on corporations. I mean, literally, it's just... Every word is a lie or a misrepresentation. It would take years to even chronicle them all. I mean, literally, everything is just, it's unbelievable. The average person just sits there and they have no information, no facts. They look at who's the most handsome or who looks the best or whose voice sounds the best or who says it the most confidently. And I'm not knocking women. Women are smart, but they're just not focused on issues. Men aren't either, but even less so with women. This is an average, folks. I'm not saying all women or all men. But women look at the hair and the tie and the suit. Just like Ted Bundy looked handsome, was wearing a nice suit. They got in the car, they died. You see how that works, folks? You just trust on how it looks. Well, that Alex guy yells sometimes, oh, I think the global man-made warming's real. There's no planet tax and there's no North American Union. I mean, we've had all these big conservative magazines and newspapers write articles about me, by name, saying I'm a liar who gets on air and says there's a North American Union and slanders Bush. And they have national radio shows where they get up and pose as they're unraveling the New World Order and they're fighting the New World Order, where they get up and say there's no Bohemian Grove, Alex Jones is a liar, George Bush is going to save us. And people just buy it. They just buy into all of it. They love it. Great. Or Michael Savage, we've got to fight the New World Order by attacking Iran and Syria, and George Bush is fighting the New World Order. I've actually heard him say that. We've got to fight this New World Order. We got to attack Europe. And we got to go after the Middle East. No connection to reality. But see how I can play like a one-minute clip and talk about it for an hour? I mean, just analyzing each little piece. So, all of you out there, I mean, listen, I don't want you to keep being stupid and just trust whoever sounds the best or who delivers the best info. I want you to go look at it for yourselves. I mean, I want you to find out that Mars is melting. And that not just the caps, water is now coming out of the ground, precipitating. I want you to find out that moons of Jupiter and Saturn are melting. Because, again, they have moons almost the size of Earth that have large oceans of methane and other gases, some water, some H2O in it. And they're melting. I mean, they're becoming liquid. They're heating up. And no surprise, the sun's going wild right now. I mean, that smashes all of their global warming bull right there. And by the way, the sun heating up is going to change the Earth. I mean, you heard Rothschild said like five times, we must have stable climate on Earth. There's never been stable climate. It's never been stable. It's always changing. That's how this planet operates. I mean, we're flying around in outer space. We're a giant spaceship orbiting a huge fireball. Routinely, comets and meteors come through the atmosphere and blow whole continents to bits. Then you're going to have an ice age. I mean, do you read me? Comprende? And I talked to a lot of environmentalists. I was talking to Rothschild during the break, and he goes, like, all right, there's questions about it all, Alex. And I saw a lot of them saying this on the news this weekend. A lot of them, I think, I saw on the Live Earth, they were going, well, let's just say that's not even man-made. The point is we're poisoning things. We've got to do something. Well, what is the global tax of the very corporations running everything? I mean, they're selling this idea that the corporations are against this. You know, I heard libertarians this weekend on local talk radio. It was a syndicated show, but on a local affiliate. It was all how Ayn Rand was going to save us. And boy, why don't these CEOs get it? Why doesn't Bill Gates get it? And why don't they understand that big government is hurting them? And why aren't they for capitalism? And, well, they're just dumb. They just don't know. What do you mean they don't know? The big corporations want socialism. I've only got thousands of pages of Rand Corporation, of Carnegie Endowment Foundation. I mean, I literally am wallowing. I can't read it all. I'm literally up here till 2, 3 in the morning speed reading it. I have like, it's got to be 500 plus quotes. I mean, I've got hundreds of pages of quotes from presidents. I mean, I've got presidents, Nixon saying we need world socialism. I mean, I've got stuff that just I didn't even know. And I mean, this is bibliographed. I'm finding where they said it. You think he's conservative? Man, this is it's worse than I thought. I mean, they are openly saying world socialism. Folks, this whole Michael Moore movie about socialized health care, they give you fascist health care, scam health care, then they tell you that's free market, they demonize free market health care, then they give you socialized health care where you will wait for a year and a half for a brain surgery when you got a tumor that if they could get out, you'd live. Where you will wait a year for a bypass where you would have lived if you wouldn't have got it. Where you will, and the elites all can still get it. And where in your own country, like Canada, anything the government offers, other private firms aren't allowed to offer. I mean, folks, this is hellish. And they got a bunch of, you've only really got about 15 million people that are truly uninsured. The 44 million that are uninsured, that's a play with number. I could break it all down if we had an hour here. It's really 14, 15 million that are uninsured. We could have the cities, the counties pick that up. They don't even know that there's already laws in place going back over 100 years. I had a friend literally dying of Crohn's disease. He was probably going to die. And I had to, and he was a smart guy, but he didn't know. My dad's a physician, so I knew this, that you can go make them give you a surgery. And he had the top doctor in the country on Crohn's disease go in and do a surgery. And now he can eat fine, live fine, and is at least semi-cured for 10 years. He may have to have more intestine taken out 10 years from now. And he was like, no, they're not telling me that at the doctor's offices. They're not telling me all this. I mean, look, man, you go in, it's a charity case. You show how much money you make. You can agree to, pay a fraction of it. You're going to get it. Full surgery, the equivalent of like $60,000 worth, free. Because those doctors have to do so many charity cases. Now, with my dad, who's a dentist, and I don't even want to say this on air because he's literally killing himself, overworking and giving everybody like half price and quarter price. I grew up watching this, so then everybody flocks to him. I shouldn't even say it on air. I'm trying to get, I don't want my dad killing himself working to death, folks. So I don't even want to plug the fact, everybody will rush over there. But the fact is, he's done a lot of charity. But that's what they're supposed to do. Poor thing stays at 8 o'clock at night doing the charity cases because he'll do it after it semi-closes. But the point here is that that's what all the doctors used to behave like that, so you didn't need it. I don't know how to explain this to everybody, but the point here is, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know what, just don't believe me. Just believe that Jupiter's closer to the sun than Earth, and just believe the government loves you, and believe cops telling you you can't videotape them is freedom, and just believe DU is nutritious for your lungs, and just believe mercury's good for your brain in the shots, and just you know what, don't believe me that I have official Nazi documents using fluoride to make slaves and work camps more docile. Just don't believe it. Just drink it. Don't call Big Berkey. I mean, don't filter out your water. Just don't believe anything I say anymore. Period. Don't believe any of it. I'm sick of it. I got so much documentation, there's not even a point for this show anymore. People are like, well, why are you still alive then? I've explained this to you over and over and over and over and over again. And I guess I could explain it till the cows come home. This is how you catch wild hogs in mass. If you want to have fun, you ride them down on horses with guns or spears. But the standard way to hunt them is you set up fences out in the middle of your bog, or out in your field, up against the edge of the woods where they'll feel safe. You put out a salt lick and a grain feeder, and it may take a few weeks, and the little piglets and the stupid ones and the uninformed and the unexperienced will run in there first. And by the end of it, you'll have 600-pound hogs, feral hogs, in there rooting it up, and they'll be waiting every morning for when it goes off, and they'll all run in and start eating it. And then after a month of it being out there, you put a timer on the gate door. It's got to be good, tall, strong fence because they'll rampage through. In fact, generally, you want to be out there in the truck nearby waiting for the morning that they do come out, and you actually close the gate because they'll rampage out and tear your fence up and get out. You got to be able ready to run up on them and shoot them. You know, go up there with your semi-automatic rifle and just start blasting them. Don't call up stupid non-hunting people and give me some line. There's millions of these invasive species, I'll even use your own term, all over the country, ruining fields, ruining everything. They eat baby deer. They're like literally tigers or something, okay? They're super predators. They get up to 800, well, in some cases 1,100 pounds, but I think on my dad's property, sometime a guy shot a 600-pound one. They had to get a tractor just to pick it up. But the point is that's what you had to do to get rid of them. And then that just barely controls them because they can have, 2 litters a year of upwards of 12 piglets. But I'm already digressing. I meant this to be an analogy of how they domesticate you. It's the same thing, okay? I'm a pig running around outside the fence telling the other piglets, you better not go in there. You understand that, folks? They don't want to scare everybody off. They want you in the pen. They want to close the door. All right? And they do imprison people, and they do kill people, and they do audit people, and they do physically attack people, and they do threaten people. And don't think all of that hasn't happened to me, folks. But again, they don't want to kill me yet. You understand that? This is a life and death situation here. Because they don't want to draw too much credibility to what I'm saying. They don't want to give too much attention to what I'm doing. I got a feel for it. If I get maybe 50% bigger, as they say, more effective, reaching more people, then I enter a danger zone where you get to a certain point where they just have to kill you. But you know what? I've already said that at least I'm in control of my own destiny. That is, I put it in God's hands, and that was a choice. And I made a decision to turn loose and not worry about it and just not have fear and just, hey, I'm going to give my life up for this or potentially give it up. I am going to go 110%, folks, 110%, because I know these are criminals we're dealing with, and I'm going to fight them. Or a better analogy is, a lot of times, the bigger bucks won't even come to the edge of the woods until they see some doe go up to a feeder or until they see some other deer pass if you're hunting on a pipeline or something like that. And you want to wait. You know, that little buck comes out and eats. You don't shoot the guy with the 4-point because running across that field because he wants to chase a doe, if he's rutting, is going to be that big 20-point with that huge rack you've been looking for. You understand that, folks? So you, the American people, the people of the world, are the big buck they want. I'm this little yearling out there with two scraggly antlers, and they got their side on me, don't worry. They got their finger barely squeezing right on it. They can kill me whenever they want, and they're just waiting for me to get done and hoping you don't listen, hoping you think everything's safe, so you'll walk right out in front of them. And the minute you do, they're going to squeeze that trigger. They're going to squeeze it.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out.
I remember when I was protesting in 1999, the Ku Klux Klan in Waco, Texas. We got the video of this. I put clips of it on the web. And I knew something was wrong with America when I was wearing a T-shirt and somewhat tight blue jeans. Mike Hansen was. There's about 500 people out there protesting, the 10 or 15 federal Klan members. It's now come out they were actually feds. And I was walking around, and I looked up in the parking garage across the street from the courthouse, and they had the snipers trained right on me. And I started videotaping them and waving at them. And the cop got off on it even more and got jacked up right on the rifle and was just putting that, I mean, literally, talking about hunting deer made me think of that guy. Imagine the power trip of having that 308 Remington 700 probably right on my head or right on my chest just sitting there. I mean, that's the kind of person he was. Just, yeah, I got loaded 308 right on you, baby. Well, you don't scare me, man. You're the one that lives in fear. You put a bullet right through my heart. That's a lot of work and toil and pain I don't have to go through. And I die a real man. I die with courage. I die with freedom in my heart. You die a slave of the devil. All right, we're going to start the next hour. I'm going to play this Ron Paul clip. Then we're going to get Aaron Dykes in here with part two on the whole eugenics situation, because it was so much we didn't get into the other day. And we will have some days this week with a bunch of guests and, of course, some days with just your phone calls. I wanted to tell you about Inner Food, ladies and gentlemen, a fabulous sponsor, the best green food out there, bar none. I've been taking it. Aaron has been taking it here at the office. He loves it. He's really been reducing his hunger because it gives you the nutrients you're missing out in this food, this processed food that most of us eat that's been debased of nutrients, never had it to begin with. And it's just, they're great patriots, made right here in America, organic. Just go check out all the great ingredients that are in this. It is a superfood. ENERfood.com, ENERfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or ENERfood.com. It's just fabulous stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And I certainly hope that you will take very serious advantage of Inner Food. And we have a banner, of course, for them up on PrisonPlanet.com. We also have ResearchedHerbs.com. Researched Herbs has hundreds of the well-documented, well-researched international studies, medical studies, you name it. This is the mainline stuff, but of really high quality at great prices. They've got one product. Live 52 is the world's best-selling liver support formula, period. Live 52 neutralizes all kinds of toxins and poisons from the food you eat, the water you drink, the air you breathe, ladies and gentlemen. It has been clinically proven as an herbal registered drug in over 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, over 300 clinical trials and research studies, approximately 2 billion tablets and 13 million syrup bottles of Live 52 are sold every year worldwide. Live 52, incredible detox formula, researchedherbs.com. Tune in to God's good creations, folks. That's the real natural drugs right there. ResearchHerbs.com, 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841. In closing out this hour, I do hope that you listeners will remember that we've got 15 films, now really 15 and a half, Terror Storm, second edition, final cut is now available. And we carry, I don't know, 15, 20 other films. I don't know how many. It's a whole bunch. A whole bunch of books, 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts, 9/11 Inside Job ball caps that are near cost. I mean, $9.95 for a shirt's costing me $5. $9.95 for a ball cap costing me $5, $6. I mean, it's meant to get out there. Got 9/11 Inside Job bracelets. We just cut the prices on those. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Third hour, straight ahead.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.